Greetings, Main Menu listeners throughout the planet. This is Dean Martineau with a second in our two-part series on toolbars to enhance your web browsing and web surfing experience. I'm using a little bit different voice this week. It's always nice when the traveling viruses come along and enable us to change voices, and I'm not talking about computer viruses either. Last week, you may recall, we talked about Dave's Quick Search Deskbar, DQSD. This week, we talk about the Google Toolbar, which offers a few revolutionary web-enhancing experiences. If you've ever gone on the Google website, down past where you can put in a search, in fact, down almost as far down as you can go, there's a section on tools and services. And if you click on that, you go read through that, you eventually come to a section on the Google Toolbar. I think they're up to version 2.0 now, and I think it's in beta, but this doesn't really seem to affect its performance. It's a very usable tool. The Google Toolbar offers several features. My favorite is the fact that it is a pop-up blocker. I hadn't used one before. There are some other ones out there, but I really like this one, and I'll demonstrate it to you a little bit. It also offers a nice handy keyboard shortcut for doing Google searches. It offers the ability to move up on a web page. It gives you a button for that. It allows you to auto-fill out forms that you may want to fill out with data that you provide. So those are features that it offers, as well as a bunch of easy clicks for people who want to use toolbars to click to do Google searches. Mostly we're not going to use those features because it's going to be easier for us either to just go to Google and choose the news or choose groups search, or to use DQSD like I described last time for really quick access to all those searches and many, many more besides. The Google Toolbar puts itself up on the screen in the regular toolbar area. It puts itself below the regular Internet Explorer toolbar if you bother displaying that. Having these toolbars on the screen doesn't hurt anything. They don't get in the way at all of our websites being displayed by either JAWS or WindowEyes. They only come in handy if we want to use them. To use the toolbar, you do have to use the JAWS cursor or mouse pointer and navigate around the screen with it and left-click on the appropriate button. JAWS provides access to the Internet Explorer toolbars with a command. However, that command only provides access to the standard toolbar buttons. It doesn't give you access to any toolbars you might add, like in this case, the Google toolbar is one that we're adding. Let me just demonstrate to you a bit of what it looks like on my system to use JAWS. And by the way, WindowEyes users, better news this week than last. You can use it without any problem, although I do find that accessing the options dialog is easier with JAWS than it is with WindowEyes. Let me route JAWS to PC here.
Route JAWS to virtual PC.
And then go to the top of the screen.
Page up.
And then down arrow past
File Edit View Favorites Tools Help
menu bar.
Blank. Stop refresh.
For some reason, I don't know quite even why, I have the standard toolbars displayed in Internet Explorer, so that's the standard toolbars.
Address H.
There's the address bar.
Search web.
And now I come to the Google toolbar. Let me hit the command to get to the left side of the screen.
Home.
And now, let's see where we are.
Space, search, web.
Okay, the first button on the toolbar is search the web. I doubt seriously you'll ever use this button because, I mean, like I say, it's much easier to get to the Google search mechanism any number of ways, although the toolbar does provide us a nice keyboard shortcut.
Search site.
Search site. It's conceivable that you may want to do this sometime. Some websites don't provide this kind of a feature built in. You can go to a website and click the search site button, and Google will conduct a search of just this website for you if you want to.
News.
The news button. I don't know why I have that displayed. As you'll see here momentarily, when we look at the options dialog, we can take any of these buttons off. And again, I'm never going to want to use the toolbar to click the news button, but it doesn't hurt anything. That's why I haven't bothered taking it off.
Page info.
The page info menu we'll look at. I haven't found much use for it, but you might. It actually brings down a menu. And so let's look at the next button.
266, blocked.
This is my favorite feature. This is the pop-up blocker. This has so improved my life. No more do I have to deal with specific POP network and its little relatives interfering with my ability to read my newspapers or listen to baseball games or do the other things that I want to do on the web.
Blog this, exclaim.
Blog this. I won't say much more about this except that if you're into blogs, weblogs, what this allows you to do is you're visiting some website and you think, oh, I want to make a comment about this site. So what you can do is you click the blog this button and it puts the site sets you up so that you can comment on the site in a blog. Haven't done much more with this than that, and because I don't get into blogging.
Option.
Here's the options button, which we'll click on to open up the multi-page options dialog.
Up.
And the up button, which is one of the optional buttons you can use and which I find has some value. All right, so that's what we have here provided to us generally by the Google toolbar. There are some other things that I don't have showing that are even less useful than this. But of those that are useful, let's first use the little Google shortcut that it provides to do a search. I'm sitting here on my local transit company's webpage right now, and I want to do a search. Let's just
virtual
turn PC that back
cursor.
On. And I want to do a search. I'm just going to hit Alt-G.
Alt-G, edit.
And I'm placed in an edit field. If I had done a previous search during this computing session, its text would be in the search field but wouldn't be highlighted. So I would have to highlight it before I could type in the new search. So right now, let's see what I want to search for. I don't really want to search, so I'll just type in Bach Flower Remedies. That's kind of one of my default searches I conduct.
B-A-C-H space F-L-O-E-E-R space R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S. Enter.
Hit enter. And, though I'm not getting feedback to that effect, I'm now on a search results page with that search having been conducted. And my Google defaults are followed, which means I have 100 search results on this page, which is one of my favorite features about Google, is that you can set that up that way. All right, let's talk about, and there's not much to demonstrate, I guess, about it, my favorite feature, which is the pop-up blocker. You can turn this on in the process of the options. It's on by default. And once it's on, when you go to a page that tries to provide serve you up a pop-up ad or some other pop-up message, you get this delicious little sound as the pop-up ad is munched and the little counter on the Google web toolbar increments by one. You can turn that counter off if you want to, but I kind of like it, showing you that that page has yet been blocked again. You can't, just one more web pop-up has been blocked. Now, with pop-up blockers, pop-up stoppers of this like, there are some drawbacks. I haven't found any with the Google toolbar. I've found workarounds for all the potential ones. What happens is, when you go to a page and then you try to open up a link and you're not allowed to because the pop-up stopper isn't allowed to work, two things happen. Generally, and most commonly, as soon as I hit enter to open up the link, I get the sound saying that a pop-up has been blocked. Well, this isn't true, obviously, because we haven't even gotten to the page yet. So I know that this is a case where the pop-up stopper is going to get in the way. All I have to do at that point is use a shortcut that perhaps a lot of you haven't used very often. I know I hadn't. And that is Shift-Enter to force the opening of the page in a new window. When I do that, the page opens in a new window with no problem. And I'm able to read whatever that page is, close that window, and return back to the previous page that I was on with no difficulty. That accounts for most of the sites that I have encountered where some page is written so that it doesn't like the pop-up blocker feature of the Google toolbar. Probably two of the sites I visit most, well, one is a couple of newspaper sites, and that continues to work fine. But of course, web authors aren't necessarily crazy about the fact that people can install the Google toolbar and eliminate the need to look at the ads they want you to see. And one example of this is MLB.com, where you can listen to baseball games if you pay the subscription fee in the United States. Well, actually, you can listen anywhere, but the baseball games come from the United States. And just this last weekend, just 2 days ago, all of a sudden, I was no longer able easily to listen to broadcasts without allowing pop-ups on the ad. By the way, to allow pop-ups, let's say there's a site and you want to allow the pop-ups, all you have to do is navigate to that little place on the Google toolbar where it gives you the number of pop-ups that have been blocked and left-click on it. And that will, then the text on the toolbar button changes to identifying that pop-ups are allowed on this site. That's nice. However, that annoys me because this means that then whenever I visit MLB.com, I have to get specific not pop network ads. I don't want those. Fortunately, there's a better workaround than that. On the MLB.com site, you find the game you want to listen to. Don't hit enter. Rather, use the context menu. Now, of course, in JAWS, you know you have to use the right mouse button to do that for no good reason. In WindowEyes, you can use the regular context menu key. The first option on the context menu is going to be Open. When you find that option, hit Control Enter. Hold down the Control key and hit Enter. The broadcast will start, and you will have circumvented the desire on the part of MLB.com to show you some ad or other, or combination of ads. Apparently, this sometimes is necessary in online banking situations. I've tried with one of my two online banking sites and had no difficulty paying a bill with the Google toolbar pop-up blocker going just all the time. It didn't block any pop-ups, but nothing got in the way. So I just love this feature. I think it is the best thing to happen to me in a long time in terms of web surfing and web browsing, and doesn't have anything to do with the ability to conduct Google searches. And I don't have any ability to compare it with the other products out there that do pop-up stopping, but it just does a fine job as far as I'm concerned. Now, there were other features I've mentioned. We'll talk about the autofill feature real briefly, because I didn't have a phenomenal amount of success with it. The idea of autofill is, and there are programs out there that allow you to do this as well, you can put the information that belongs on your web forms into fields of a program, and then the program will fill out for you those forms when you come to them, so you don't have to type the data. That's what autofill of the Google toolbar does. In options, and we'll look there in a little while, you fill out the data, and then the service will fill out your form for you if you want it to. One slight functionality difference between Window Eyes and JAWS: the autofill button is only available when the Google toolbar recognizes that you're at a place where there's some form fields to fill out that it can help you fill out. So that in that case, if you're using JAWS, you don't see the autofill button. With Window Eyes, you see the autofill button all the time, even if it isn't always available. So what happens is you come to a place, you come to a form, and you know there's a form there, and you want the Google toolbar to fill it out, so then you click the autofill button. When I did this, I did it on a somewhat non-standard page, which was kind of by design. The first thing that happens is that the form is filled out, but you don't see evidence of this until you, with JAWS anyway, turn forms mode on, back off again. Then, all of a sudden, the forms that have been filled out become apparent to you in the regular reading, web page reading mode. The list of form fields that autofill will fill out, and apparently there's a convention in HTML here that allows it, that web authors to write their pages in certain ways, which the Google toolbar can take advantage of to pick these fields out. There's not an awful lot of them. They're the sort of forms that you would fill out if you're going to buy from a site. So you have your name, your email address, your city, state, zip, your phone. The credit card you can put in with or without a password. It is encouraged to put it in with a password. And you don't have to put in a credit card, of course. Depends on how you're using your computer, who else is using it, whether you'll want to. When I did this on the non-standard site, I had programmed my address in with two lines, the first line being the standard street address, and the second line being the unit number I live in. Well, lo and behold, on the page that I was filling out, the unit number all of a sudden became my auxiliary address. There wasn't a line on here for the second line of the address, so it was for the auxiliary address that my number 204 was filled in, which obviously made no sense at all. So autofill is probably not something I'm going to spend a whole lot of time on. However, you might like it. It does appear to work pretty well. I think that if you had a page that had standard controls, that autofill would work just fine. Talk about the up button. Have you ever landed on a website through a search or some other expedient? Somebody's maybe given you the URL, and you're on a site, and you kind of like to see the earlier incarnation of this site. In other words, what's the previous page of this site? Let me explain what I mean. I was doing a search recently, and I was landed in somebody's ideological work of trying to expound to me their ideology, and I was in chapter 31 of their book. The page wasn't exactly all that well designed. It had a link to take me to the next chapter, but it didn't have any links back to the table of contents or back to the beginning. I kind of wanted to see what this thing was all about, and there wasn't really an easy way to do it. Of course, I could edit the address bar each time and eventually work my way back that way, but it was a lot easier to click the up button a couple of times. That just kept taking me back and back on this particular page where I had never previously visited, till eventually I reached the root of it, which contained the table of contents for the little ideological treatise in question. So that's what the up button does. May not be something you'll use real often, but it is pretty nifty when you want it. It's right there. So that's, I guess, pretty much most of what the Google toolbar offers. Let me now demonstrate the options dialog, because it isn't the most accessible thing in the world. So to do this, let me again get to the toolbar. Let me say a couple words before I do that, actually, because I've had my encounters with this process. There are times, I find, when you can't read websites with the JAWS cursor. You don't usually have to, but in order to get to the toolbars, you do have to in this case. And sometimes they just don't read and just don't navigate. And I found two solutions to this problem at different places. One is to go in onto the View menu in Internet Explorer and change the text size. Sometimes just simply playing with the text size will all of a sudden cause the JAWS cursor to read what's there when it wouldn't read it otherwise. Another circumstance that I discovered, this on the MLB site, and I have no idea why this is, but sometimes the JAWS cursor, even though there's a web page there, the JAWS cursor doesn't show it. It stays locked in the taskbar. So in order to make this possible for me to move around the web page, I have to change, using JAWS key R, the JAWS cursor to unrestricted. All of a sudden, in other words, that assumes that it's taking you outside of the application you're in, but in fact that's not what's happening. Once you make the JAWS cursor unrestricted, you then go to the top of the page and you're able to read the menu bar and the toolbars and all that sort of thing that you should have been able to read all along. I have no idea why this is, but I pass these little comments on to you in case you have some similar problems on your system. And let me make clear also, because I sometimes forget to do this, make sure Internet Explorer is maximized when you're trying to use it in these kind of uses. So I want to get to the options dialog, so let's
root JAWS the virtual PC.
Head back up here.
Go to Google Home Advanced Search Box Flower Remit Address HT Backstop Refresh Home.
Okay, I didn't need to move that at all. I was already on the toolbar still, so
Backstop Refresh Home. Refresh Home Address 8 Box Flower News. Web Sir Remedies Sir Web News 8 and 2 Block Options.
Okay, I was not the most organized about getting there, but eventually got us to the options dialog where I can click the left mouse button.
Left mouse button. Toolbar options dialog. Web page options button. www. PC cursor.
All right, we start out. The beginning of this isn't too bad. You're offered what is your default Google search you want to conduct. Of course, you have all these different international searches to choose from. I have mine set for North America, but there's a vast list of all these different searches that you can have Google be doing by default, which I'm not going to change. I'll tab.
Tab. Open a new window to display results each time you search. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, I don't want to do that, but that's pretty obvious. If I wanted to have every time I do search, open a new window, we don't want to do that.
Tab. Drop-down search history. Checkbox not checked.
You can have a drop-down search history that comes up so that you can click on the history and look at old searches. I haven't really ascertained whether this is even very accessible, and I don't really want it, so I have it unchecked.
Tab, checkbox not checked.
All right, now we come to a whole series, and this is where we start needing to use the JAWS cursor, because we have a whole series of areas where the JAWS cursor will read I think it'll read the group box here in a minute, but it doesn't read the name of the field at all. It doesn't read the box we're checking. So what I find the best thing to do here is, with each of these checkboxes, route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
And read the current line.
Corner highlight button.
Now, these are, do you want your words highlighted? I don't, so, and then it's not checked.
Tab, checkbox not checked. Route JAWS to PC. Corner word find buttons.
The word find buttons, I similarly do not think have any value, so I don't have them checked.
Tab, checkbox not checked. Route JAWS to PC. Corner page rank display.
Okay, I should have mentioned the page rank display business. You are warned about this when you install the Google toolbar. Page rank display is some kind of a feature where Google gathers statistics about the relevance of the web pages and displays that to you in some form of graphic. While I had it active, which wasn't very long, I didn't figure out how to use it, but I also didn't try very hard. In any case, you are warned that if you do choose to activate the page rank display, that information of a pretty moderate character is sent to Google so that it can tally your information and how well you like this page so it can rank it. So personally, I have this thing off. You're easily offered the chance to turn it off when you install the toolbar. If you do turn it on, then you can turn it off here. So I don't recommend using the page rank display personally. I didn't find it useful, and it isn't what I came here for anyway, for the Google toolbar.
Tab, checkbox not checked.
Another one I'm not using.
Root jaws to checkmark page info menu.
Okay, that's interesting. The page info menu is checked, so I'm not quite understanding why we're seeing that that's not checked.
Tab, checkbox checked. Root jaws checkmark pop-up blocker.
Okay, the pop-up blocker is definitely checked.
Tab, check root jaws checkmark autofill button.
And the autofill button. These are these buttons going to show or not on the toolbar, and we're showing that they are showing.
Tab, checkbox checked. Root jaws checkmark log this. Tab, check root jaws checkmark news button. Tab, root jaw checkmark options button. Tab, check root jaw restore defaults button.
Okay, there we are at the restore defaults button. If we get around to messing this thing up, we can always restore the defaults to the way they were when we installed the toolbar. Alright, that particular page of our three property sheet dialog box doesn't talk too badly. The next one is completely deceiving in what it does. Let's tab.
Restore defaults. Tab, restore. Tab, restore the PC cursor. Tab, options. Tab.
Okay, that didn't read very well because I had failed to turn the JAWS cursor back on. All right, I'm going to right arrow now.
More tab.
Onto the More tab. This thing deceptively presents itself as a tree view, and so you think you're going to have keyboard access. In fact, you have no keyboard access at all. I'm sure some reclassing could solve this problem, but it's easier just to use the JAWS cursor to fill it out.
Tab, More page, tree view, search options open.
Best thing to do here is simply route JAWS to
root
PC.
Route JAWS to page up, More tab, options tab, autofill tab, More options group box, search options scroll up symbol, corner save the search history across browser sessions not checked.
So what we have, and once you start reading this with the JAWS cursor, it reads just fine. And then you have to use the left mouse button to check or uncheck these checkboxes. So I don't see any reason to save search history across browser sessions.
Corner automatically search when you select from the search history not checked. Corner remember last search type not checked. Checkmark use Google as my default search engine and Internet Explorer checked.
I do have that checked. I don't tend to make much use of it. If you have this checked, you can access Google yet another way, and it's probably one we're not terribly used to, with the search bar using the Control-E shortcut key.
Checkmark include special searches on search menu checked.
I'm not sure quite why I have that checked either.
Web buttons.
Now, here's our different web buttons we have access to, and one of which will be the up button.
Checkmark up checked.
And there's the up button, and it's checked.
Corner next and previous not checked.
I don't see any reason to use those.
Corner category not checked. Corner voting buttons not checked. Extra search buttons. Checkmark search site checked.
There's the search site button, which I mentioned earlier.
Corner I'm feeling lucky not checked.
The I'm feeling lucky button, you probably know all that does is when you click on that, in a Google search page, it takes you to the first result that Google gets when you conduct a search. Just kind of a shortcut way of getting to the best site. If you think you're going to agree with Google's assessment that this is the best site, you click I'm feeling lucky. There's not much reason to have that on the toolbar as far as I'm concerned.
Corner search images not checked. Corner search groups not checked. Corner search directory not checked. Extras. Button text labels. Bullet all text checked.
Obviously, I want all my text labels on the buttons.
Quarter circle selective text only. Quarter circle no text not checked. Checkmark automatically highlight fields that autofill can fill checked.
I might as well have that doing it. Doesn't matter.
Checkmark play a sound when blocking pop-ups checked.
I do like that little sound when the pop-ups are blocked.
Blank. Corner fix page rank through proxies experimental not checked. Restore defaults button.
All right, and that's
PC
all there is.
Cursor.
So any of these things you'd want to change, you would use the JAWS cursor or the left mouse button rather on them to change their status.
Shift tab, more tab.
And then I'm going to right arrow here.
Autofill tab.
And here's where you fill out the information that goes into autofill.
Tab, autofill page. Click below to add or edit your credit card information. Full name edit, Dean Martineau.
And this actually talks quite well, so I won't go through it. You can simply tab through these different fields and fill out the information that autofill will fill out when it finds form fields to fill out. So that's the options dialog and how you work your way around it. It's not the most speech-friendly thing in the world, but it's usable. I'll hit Escape.
Escape.
Or can we do that in here?
Shift-Tab, wrapping to bottom, jobs, press.
Yep, I guess we can. Okay, good. We're out of here. All right. Now I'm back on the Google website. Let me just demonstrate for you the sound of a pop-up being blocked. So let's head for the baby... Not that there are any scores to report right now, but we'll go to my Major League Baseball score site that I can read the ongoing scores as they change every... I don't know how often they change them, but they're pretty up-to-date. So let's...
Alta menu bar at BBB Baseball's enter.
So we'll listen here. There we go. It's gone. Ah, the sound of music to my ears, and it's a short song at that. All right, so that's the sound of a pop-up being blocked. And I'm on the site now that lists the baseball scores, and I didn't have to look at anything from specific pop network. I said I'd show you what the page info menu does, so let's head back here.
Root jaws to virtual page, a file, black bat, address box, flower remedy, search web, sir, side news page. Info.
Alright, I'm going to left-click on this page info menu.
Left mouse button. Menu active. Cache snapshot of page. Translate into English.
Translate into English. That was the first choice. Don't know quite... Well, again, there could be lots of situations where you could use that, but this wouldn't be one of them since the page is already in English.
Cache snapshot of page.
That's what the page looked like when Google caught it in its clutches when it was going around... surfing the web to gather information about this page so that it could allow people to search for information on it.
Similar pages. Backward links.
Who's linking to the page? That can be kind of useful.
Translate into English.
Okay, and there we are. So that's what the page info menu does. I have virtually never used it, but those are the features that it offers, and perhaps you'll find one of them of some value.
Escape. Menu. Escape. Graphic advertising.
And that takes us out of the menus. It's a standard menu, just that you can't invoke it by anything except left-clicking on the toolbar button. Well, this is the Google toolbar. It doesn't offer a lot of things, but what it offers is wonderful, and I hope that you will explore it, and maybe you'll make some use of some of the features that I didn't, but I hope that if you're not already blocking pop-ups with it, that you'll give that a try, because that has really been a great benefit. So this is Dean Martineau, and this is the end of our feature on toolbars, but I hope to be back with you soon on Main Menu with some other discussions as I explore adaptive technology. Goodbye for now.